Hello, gents. It's RPM here. And as the modern woman has completely priced herself out of the market, I ask you, why pay to settle when you can pay for exactly what you want? With such models as Nava, Lashandra, and for those of you who want a little more junk in the trunk, Haley and her twin sister Bailey, you can find exactly what you want at the Dollhouse, DC Dollhouse, or the Dollhouse San Antonio. And remember, gents, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. However, your doll will never experience this. When you're ready, click those links in the description box. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. A slight change of plans has given me a few hours so I can go ahead and crank this one out before I head out. Gentlemen, this will definitely be a waifu video based on the subject that I'm going to talk about. Gentlemen, it is crucial that you find out what bills are being thought up and what bills could be potentially passed in your state. Now, this article was published on the 10th of September. California moves to outlaw quote-unquote stealthing or removing a condom without consent. Gentlemen, that is the Trojan horse. Because trust and believe, when I get into the actual bill, you're going to see what this actually truly is. The bill, AB 453, which the legislature approved unanimously and which awaits the governor's signature, would make it a, get this, civil offense to remove a condom during intercourse without a partner's consent. Notice they said it is a civil, not a criminal offense. And you will understand why. If approved, the measure would amend the state's civil definition of sexual battery and make stealthing a civil offense, meaning victims could sue their assailants for damages. Gentlemen, this is now a blackmail scheme. Assemblywoman Christina Garcia of California, who sponsored the bill, said the measure would give victims another resource to hold assailants accountable. Quote unquote, it would also make it clear that this is not just amoral, but also illegal, she said in an interview on Thursday. Now, Christina Garcia, she herself had a sexual harassment case levied against her. What happened? They did everything they could to bury that story and demonize her male victim. Yes, this was a case of a male who was sexually harassed. And what did the justice system do? Nothing. Ms. Garcia, a Democrat, said that she tried to pass legislation criminalizing stealthing since 2017, when a Yale University study brought widespread attention to it, but she ran into considerable opposition. Skipping down, Alexandra Brodsky, who wrote the 2017 Yale study and is the author of quote unquote Sexual Justice, a book that addresses various forms of institutional response to sexual harassment and assault, said that the measure approved this week could bring quote unquote political and personal power to victims. She said it would remove any ambiguity surrounding stealthing, which tends to begin with the consensual act of sex, by defining it as illegal. Quote unquote, civil remedies are underutilized, Ms. Brodsky said, adding that the kinds of remedies civil lawsuits allow for are often more useful to victims, i.e., give me money. I've always said this. If someone was truly a victim of a heinous crime, the last thing that they would want would be a payout. There are many survivors who do not want to see the person who hurt them in prison and could really use help covering medical debt, or could use help having the resources to see a therapist, Ms. Brodsky said. She noted that civil litigation also had a lower standard of evidence, which could make it easier for victims to prove their case in court. He said, she said, believe all women. Gentlemen, if you are in California, leave. If you have to stay in this state, for the love of God or whatever deity you subscribe to, get a doll. To all of my detractors who think dolls are, you know, sick or creepy, where are you when bills like this are being brought to the forefront that actually give more men incentive to go for a doll? Now, I'm going to go over some parts of this bill, AB 453. Now, I want you guys to really listen. And of course, I'm going to put it in the description box. AB 453, Christina Garcia, sexual battery, non-consensual condom removal. See, that right there, as I said before, is the Trojan horse. Section 1708.5 of the Civil Code is amended to read, a person who commits sexual battery, who does any of the following. Number one, acts with the intent to cause a harmful or offensive contact with an intimate part of another, and a sexually offensive contact with that person directly or indirectly results. Two, acts with the intent to cause a harmful or offensive contact with another by use of the person's intimate part, and a sexually offensive contact with that person directly or indirectly results. Three, acts to cause an imminent apprehension of the conduct described in paragraph one or two, and a sexually offensive contact with that person directly or indirectly results. Four, causes contact between a sexual organ from which a condom has been removed and the intimate part of another who did not verbally consent to the condom being removed. Five, causes contact between an intimate part of the person and a sexual organ from of another from which the person removed a condom without verbal consent. 5B, B, a person who commits a sexual battery upon another is liable for that person for damages, including but not limited to general damages, special damages, and punitive damages. C, the court in an action pursuant to this section may award equitable relief, including but not limited to an injunction, costs, and any other relief the court deems proper. D, for the purpose of this section, intimate part includes the sexual organ, anus, groin, or buttocks of any person or the breasts of a female. What is missing from this? I'll let you guys figure that out. Two, offensive contact means contact that offends a reasonable sense of personal dignity. E, the rights and remedies provided in this section are in addition to any other rights and remedies provided by law. Welp, I can definitely say this. I'm tapping out. I am completely tapped the hell out. Thank you, Phil for Dolls. Thank all doll manufacturers. Gentlemen, essentially, what's about to happen in Cuckafornia, which we all know, Cuckafornia is the test bed for all liberal policies. Texas seems to be the test bed for conservative, you know, policies. But insofar as this bill, it is purposefully ambiguous. And also, remember, civil offenses, which means this is going to be a cash grab. Gentlemen, I am done. I think even Asian massage parlors, if they get a hold of this, yeah, I think it's time for me to go ahead and completely tap out of the market. Completely done. D-U-N, done. Fellas, this right here, if this goes into law, men in Cuckafornia may as well just go ahead and just put their balls away, put their dick away. Because I guarantee you, the purposeful ambiguity of this law means offensive contact. If you pull her hair and you smack her on the ass too hard, leaves a print, guess what? She can sue you. See, the whole stealthing thing, that's a Trojan horse to amend everything else. See, this is how they get men to sign stupid laws like this. Well, sir, what do you think about stealthing? And they describe it how they want to frame it. Well, I think that's bad. Well, good. Why don't you sign this bill? Yeah, I think that's a bad thing. And if you have any questions about it, well, what about your daughter? What about your female relatives? Would you want this to happen to them? And of course, us in our stupid mind will say, well, you know what? I don't want my sister to go through that. I wouldn't want my daughter to go through that. So, yeah. That's how they always get us men to sign on to bills that becomes laws that bite us in the ass later on down the line. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, gentlemen. I think for now, I'm going to have to be extremely wary of the Asian massage parlors. Now, mind you, they made, you know, pay to play decriminalized for women. But as the man, you can still get arrested for it. Now they have this, quote unquote, stealthing law, which actually means a woman can outright sue you, not just for stealthing, but for anything regarding sex. Gentlemen, you got to know when to tap out. Now, once again, for my detractors who think that dolls are not a good option for men, what is your option? See, you never hear game guys or PUAs talk about laws. That right there should let you know who really has your best interest in mind. Yeah. See, you know, KS, I do find him entertaining, but never does he talk about laws. Yes, men still want relationships. Men still want to be with women, but the legal system has made that too damn dangerous. They still want men to stumble out onto that minefield, blindfolded, deaf, and dumb. But yet guys like me, guys like the True Red Pillars, guys like MGTOWs, we're told we hate women because we're trying to save men. Fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of my face with this shit. But all in all, I'm about to go ahead and, you know, put this out. Gentlemen, please spread this. Please share this. Because if this goes into effect, if this gets signed into law out here in California, you can best believe it will be coming to your state, especially if you're in a blue state. Stand by to stand by. Gentlemen, if you can, leave the marketplace. I told you guys about another bill that New York was putting out to where any deceptive practice used to have sex with a woman was going to result in a misdemeanor charge. Now you have this. What is it going to take for the lot of you men to finally realize that the laws are stacked against you? What is it going to take? But woe be to the first man in California that falls victim to this, because they're going to be looking to make an example out of some man. They're going to. And I can say in all of my heart of hearts, I can't feel sorry for any man who finds himself victim to this, because we all walk around with supercomputers in our hands, and yet we still want to pretend like things aren't bad. Oh, well, it is what it is. Read the article. Read the bill. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and the ability to get stuff like this passed to give you even more power over regular, everyday, average men will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, as more men wake up, more men are going to leave the relationship market altogether. And those are going to be the men of quality that you really want. The simps that are going to be left behind, leave them to their fate, gents. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.